Do you love to travel and save money? Or do you wish you could travel but money is holding you back? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast, where I show you how to fly your family free forever using my simple fly free formula. I'm your host, Lynn Mettler. My family of four has mastered the art of flying free as simply as possible since 2015, and I want to show your family how to do it too. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Families Fly Free podcast. I am Lynn Mettler. I hope you enjoyed last week's podcast with Families Fly Free member Cheryl Claybrooks. I thought she was super inspirational with all of the different types of travel she's done with her family and then on her own. And she had some great travel tips to share as well. So if you haven't caught that one, go check it out. It is last week's episode. Now, today, raise your hand if you've ever found travel rewards to be overwhelming. If you've ever felt totally confused, if you've ever made a mistake that is gut-wrenching that you wished you hadn't done, or if you've even just felt like you just want to quit because maybe you're got a decline on a card that you applied for, or you did make a major mistake, or you just have so many options out there that you have no idea which is the right one to take. If that is you, you're going to enjoy today's podcast. So I'm going to give you today five ways that you can simplify your travel reward strategy. And let me tell you, I am the queen of simple when it comes to travel rewards. So if you're someone who doesn't want to simplify, you want to do every single little credit and hack and every airline and every card and collect every single point that you can, you're probably not going to like my approach. My approach really focuses on the few actions that you can take that will generate the most results, the biggest bang for your buck, but still allow you to accomplish all of your travel goals. And I have just developed this over time because I'm busy like everyone else. I have kids, I have a family, I run my own business, I had parents that I had to care for a while. And there's not time for this to be a full-time job for most people. And so I was able to craft a way that I could still fly my family for free whenever, wherever we wanted to go, but spend very little time on it. So I'm going to give you five components of my simple strategy today to help you get going if you are looking to simplify, if you are feeling overwhelmed or unsure, or like you've gotten yourself in too deep. So let's jump right on in and get to these five strategies. So the first one I'm going to start with is to narrow your focus. So I love the 80-20 rule. So if you are not familiar with this rule, I think this is just a great rule to live your life by. It applies in so many different circumstances. And I will tell you, I came across this when I read the book, The One Thing by Gary Keller. And that was a life-changing book for me. So if you haven't read that book, it's extremely easy read. It's also really good on audio if you like to listen to books. So I encourage you to get that book. It's a game changer for your whole life. But he really teaches you about, it's an economic rule called the 80-20 rule, which just simply says, what are the 20% of actions that you can take that will net you 80% of the results? So this rule, it's just kind of found in economics and all different ways of life that generally 20% of the things that you do generate 80% of your results. Or you could look at it as the a few actions that I take end up producing the majority of my results. And this is impactful because if you can figure out what those few actions are, you can just focus on those because they generate the bulk of your results. And if you flip-flop that, you can say, okay, 80% of the actions I take generate only 20% of my results. So you want to eliminate that 80% and just focus on the 20% that give you the bulk of your results. So this is a huge time saver. It allows you to really focus in on the things that are working the best and make even more of those results. So again, this is just a key to simplification. So when it comes to travel rewards, that is really how I have crafted my Fly Free formula, is I have focused in on what are the best couple of steps you can take that will still allow you to always be able to fly for free. And we leave all of the rest behind. So you're not going to hear me tell you about every single $20 credit, $50 credit that you can earn on every single credit card out there, or every single bonus that you could get at every possible hotel chain out there. I'm going to instead show you an easy way that you're going to always have enough points to do what you want, to do it for free. So what that looks like, again, with travel rewards is, you know, instead of trying to learn about every airline or every hotel chain's system, every travel card out there, and every single hack you could employ, instead, for yourself, think about what are the 20% of actions you can take that will give you 80% of the free travel results that you seek. And so that looks like narrowing down on an airline is what I recommend. It looks like narrowing down on one or two hotel chains to focus on. And it looks like focusing on 2 to 3 travel cards instead of 10, 20, or 40. It also, if you're one of these folks who is trying to read like every blog post and every email and listen to every podcast about travel rewards every day, it also looks like narrowing that down. So pick the person whose strategy you like and focus on that. And if you like my simple strategy and you want to fly a lot of people, a lot of places, you might want to follow along with Families Fly Free. And you can do that on our podcast. You can make sure you're on our email list at familiesflyfree.com/email. And you can check out our YouTube channel. Those are three great ways that you can access our content. And of course, if you're ready to get some personal help and have it all mapped out for you, you can join Families Fly Free at familiesflyfree.com/join. And I truly believe if you do this, this is step number one. If you do this one thing, you will 10 times your results. And I have just learned in life that I'm a person who, I have a lot of interests, and so I have a lot of different things going on at any particular time. And even with my business, I have a lot of ideas. And so, but I've learned over the time, that when I constrain myself to a couple of good ideas that are working, I can 10 times my results. So I heard someone compare this to, instead of like trying to kick 10 different soccer balls, all of which are all just going to go the same distance, if you instead, you know, focused all your efforts on kicking one, instead of distributing it across 10, that ball will go so much further. And so hopefully those are all some different ways that might help you visualize what I'm trying to say about the 80-20 rule. But I really think that is the key, not just to travel rewards, but to anything, whether you're trying to lose weight or get healthy or grow your business or learn a language, narrow it down to the things that are working best and focus all your efforts there. Okay, so to further down on the narrowing, I do recommend that you focus on one airline. And you're not going to be surprised at the airline I recommend that you focus on, and that is Southwest Airlines. And that's what I recommend, again, if you want to follow my strategy of flying your whole family or multiple people free as many times as possible around the US, the Caribbean, and Europe. Now, Southwest doesn't fly to Europe, so they are the ones to pick for the US and the Caribbean. We like them for so many ways, but so just a quick recap. They are the best ones to focus on when it comes to flying for free because of the way their frequent flyer program is set up, because there's a lot of flexibility there to get. You can get your points back if the price drops after you've originally booked the flight. Their prices fluctuate based on sales and they stay, points price fluctuates with the cash price. So if you can learn how to grab a fare when it's at its lowest point and then use your points to pay for it. We talked about that in the couponing episode. That's how you're going to get your best deal. And you can really do that with Southwest. And of course, they are family friendly. They allow you to bring 2 checked bags per person. They have great customer service. Sure, they have had their issues with delays and cancellations and some really bad ones for sure. We teach you inside of Families Fly Free, kind of how to hedge that. So if you get caught up in that circumstance, how you can be prepared to still get where you want to go. But they are generally great to deal with. And if you have a problem with them, they usually do make up for it in spades. So and there are a lot of insider hacks that we can play with Southwest Airlines because of the way everything is set up. And of course, there is the Southwest Companion Pass, which when you can learn how to earn that over and over again for 2 years, a pass that lasts almost 2 years at a time, you're going to always be able to bring one person in your traveling party completely free, no points, no dollars, only the $5.60 per person per way, mandatory security fee. And just that right there is a huge savings in points. It's a huge savings in cash, and you cannot do that on any other airline. Okay. I also recommend, this is number 3, that you narrow your focus to one card that you put your everyday spending on. And by everyday spending, I just mean your day-to-day bills. So any bill that you could pay with a credit card, whether it be utilities, whether it be insurance, whether it be daycare tuition. We have a lot of families paying that, and that it can be very expensive. so anything, groceries, gas, all of that stuff that you are paying anyway, if you can focus on a card that earns miles and points to put that spending on, and as I recommend, you can pay it off every day or every other day, so it's no different than using your debit card, so you don't get into trouble with forgetting how much you put on it and not having enough money in the bank to cover it at the end of the month. We recommend focusing on one, and we do have some advanced folks who may focus on 1 to 2. But if you really want to keep it simple, you can absolutely do this with one everyday spending card. And so when you're choosing your everyday spending card, so many of you are putting your spending, like you may have understood the concept that it's better to put your everyday spending on a card that earns miles and points instead of on your debit card, which gives you nothing, right? You get nothing for your spend on there. So it's the same spend. It's just you're earning some free travel when you put it on a travel card. So maybe you already understand that concept, but most of you are putting your everyday spending on an airline card. That's what I see over and over and over again. And it doesn't matter. It can be an American, it can be Delta, it can be Southwest, it can be United. And so this is a major game changer if you shift your spending from an airline card to a flexible travel card. And that is a card that earns points that can be used on different airlines, on different hotel chains, and it may even have its own portal where you can book just like an Expedia or an Orbitz or a Travelocity site. You can book any hotel, any airline, any car rental using their flexible points within their portal. And so these are so much better because you have that flexibility. First of all, you're not limited to just a point with that particular program, be it an American or be it Marriott. And you also have the opportunity in most cases to earn more points per dollar on a flexible travel card than you ever will on an airline card. And a lot of you will say, oh, but I earn, 4 points per dollar when I book a flight with American, I pay for it with the American card. You do, but you shouldn't be paying cash for a flight if you're really wanting to fly free. That is not how we teach you to earn your frequent flyer miles. It's not by paying for flights, which is counterintuitive. That's how we've all been taught that you earn frequent flyer miles. But it turns out there's a much better way. You never have to spend a dime on an airfare to collect miles and points. So this is a big shift. Shift your spending to a flexible travel card and focus on one and at most two. All right. So that is step number three. Step number four is to stop churning cards. And when we say churning cards, that is travel rewards jargon for opening and closing cards all the time. And that means opening a card, meeting a minimum spend, earning a bonus, which is maybe it's 50,000 miles or 75,000 points that we get when we meet a minimum spend, usually within a 3-month time period. And so we're constantly opening a new card to get that big chunk of points. So I've seen many people, you know, with 20, 30, and even 40 cards. And I think you can see that is not simple. So if you do want to simplify, you do not need to have that many cards. You can do it with just, you can do my system with 3 cards and you can maximize it. We have, again, advanced people who do it with more, but I have done the majority of our free travel since 2015 for our flights with 3 cards most of the time, and at 1.4. So this is totally doable. I am a great example of it. It works. And we're still doing all of the things we want to do without 40 cards. So much easier. So when you have that many cards, it's extremely complicated, it's confusing, and it's unnecessary. And really only the most organized human being can keep up with a system like that of which, you know, when's the annual fee coming due? And have you put something on that card? And what did you put on it? And when is that due? It's very confusing. So as I've said, busy families need a simple way to use travel rewards. And it's good news that it's not necessary to constantly be opening new cards to meet a minimum spend and earn a bonus. Instead, as I just talked about, focus your spending on one or at most 2 cards that you have selected to be your everyday spending card. And if you follow this, you will have plenty of points always coming back into your account through your everyday spend that will allow you to always have points ready to go to fly wherever you want, with whoever you want, whenever you want. Okay, the last way that you can simplify is to learn how to never pay the published points price. So again, if you're a couponer, you understand how you don't ever pay the retail price for an item at the grocery store. And that really is the same with flying for free. But this is a big insider secret that a lot of people don't know, that there are a lot of ways to pay less than the published miles or points price you see for Southwest, for other airlines, and even for hotels. And when you pay fewer points for everything, when you're paying fewer points than everybody else is, that means you can take more trips on that same number of points, or you can bring more people with you for the same number of points. And so some of these ways you can do this include insider hacks that allow you to book a cheap flight and move it to a more expensive day or time. And also using flexible points programs like the cards I talked about to book your travel instead of booking directly with the airline or the hotel. And so these things, however, change a lot. So you do need to stay up to date with how these are working if you really want to make sure that you're getting the best deal possible on every flight or every hotel that you book. So again, you will find that inside of Families Fly Free. That is one big perk of being a member, is that we look at these day in and day out, and we're always considering, what is there an easier way that we could be doing this? Is there a better way that we could be doing this instead of what everybody else is doing? And we come up with some really, really good ways to pay fewer points per flight, to squeeze out some extra points on things that we're doing so that you can feel confident that you are getting the best deal when you book any given flight. So those are my top five. So let's see, we had narrow your focus by using the 80-20 rule. Pick an airline. I recommend Southwest if you have the same goals as my family and the members of Families Fly Free. Choose one or at most two everyday spending cards to put your day-to-day spending on and make it a flexible travel card, not an airline card. Stop churning cards, opening, closing, opening, closing, opening, closing. Not simple. And lastly, make sure that you have a way to learn of your, whatever your preferred airline or flexible travel rewards or hotel chain is, that you understand the techniques that will allow you to not pay the published points price that you see a lot of the time. So again, if you decide that you would like help, if you would like personal help doing this, if you would like a step-by-step strategy to follow and be a part of a community of other families of all types and all sizes, again, from 1 to 8 who are doing this alongside you and sharing in real time what deals they're finding and what's working for them, please come join us inside of Families Fly Free. You can learn more at familiesflyfree.com/join. My goal is to help as many people as possible travel more by showing them that travel can be affordable. You don't have to be rich to travel well. And we can show you how you can make priceless memories by just knowing a few simple things. All right, everyone, have a great rest of your week.
If you're ready to fly your family free forever, I invite you to join my Families Fly Free membership. You'll learn how to stop paying for airfare throughout the US, Caribbean, and Europe so you can make those priceless family travel memories before your kids or even your grandkids leave home for good. And you'll learn it using my simple, proven formula that's helped hundreds of families. Plus, it's risk-free. You either get your investment in the membership back in free travel, or I give you your money back. You can get more information at familiesflyfree.com/join.